In your Bible to Exodus chapter 15. Appreciate you coming back tonight. We had a great day this morning. Thought Pastor D brought a great message about a father in relation to our Heavenly Father. And we walked out the door, and his earthly dad was right here. His father from Michigan was here today. We're so glad he got to have dinner with him and stuff. Exodus chapter 15, we're glad you're here. I want to speak to you about a song tonight. Having a song in your heart. I think a lot of Christians go through life without a song. And you need a song in your heart. I mean a godly song. I mean an encouragement from Christ. And let's look at Exodus chapter 15. Let's look at verse 1 and 2. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Let's just stretch your legs one more time. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Then sang Moses and the children. Remember, they just had this great triumph. They crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. And man, oh, by the way, we think there was at least a million of them or more. How many are still with me? Maybe 2 million. And Pharaoh followed after in his armies, but God closed the walls down and drowned all them. So they had this was a victorious day. They were triumphant, just celebrative in that day. And look what it says there. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider hath he thrown in the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. By the way, he ought to always be that, whether we go through get the victory or not. And that's my whole thought tonight. The Lord is my strength and song, and he's become my salvation. He's my God. By the way, he's always our God. He's always our salvation. When in the good time or the bad time, he's still God. The Lord is my strength, my song, and become my salvation. He's my God, and I will prepare him an inhabitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Boy, we need to exalt him more, don't we? Father, I pray that you'll bless us. And Lord, help me to be a blessing. I believe you gave me this message. And Lord, help me now to be a blessing to your people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you still have Exodus 15, I'll be in it most of the time right there in chapter 14 also. But look at verses 10 through 13. Thou didst blow with the wind, the sea covered them, and they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Hallelujah. Can you get that? You know, you throw a piece of lead out, like you go fishing, you got an anchor, your sinker, it goes straight down, don't it? Well, he's given a good picture. He said they sank down just like lead. Amen? How many are still with me? They covered and they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who's like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them up. Thou in thy mercy hast let forth the people which has redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Boy, they're just having a great time having a hallelujah square. They're shouting here. They're having a victory party. Look at verse 21. Miriam answered them, saying, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously in the horse, and his rider hath he thrown in the sea. Man, and they're all saying, praise God. Those dirty devils all those years in Egypt, 400 years, and all the toil and strife we had to go through that with them. And now God's rid them out of our life. They were having a victory party. How many can say amen? They had a victory party. You know, they saw a miracle of God. After that miracle God gave those people, they had a song in their heart for the Lord. So you see in Exodus 15, verse 2, the Lord is my strength. And what else is he? A song. It's always easy when we get the victories to sing, isn't it? Whenever I played baseball, in any sport I played, whenever I won, I was happy. Whenever I lost, you didn't want to be around me. I didn't have a song. I had spit, but not song. I was mad. They just had a tremendous victory, a miracle. God gave the children of Israel a miracle for the passage through the Red Sea, and he put a song in their heart and on their lips because of that great event that just took place. Let's reminisce for just a moment. Look at Exodus 14, verse 13. Let's just kind of go back and think about what this miracle he did. I know you know about it, but I'd like you to see the Word of God. Exodus 14, 13. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still. How many see that? I really believe many times Christians don't see things from God because we won't stand still long enough to let God show us something. Many times we're, God, I'm too busy. I'd like to wait for you, God, but I'm just too busy. If you can do it right now, but if not, I got to keep going. No, we need to stop and stand still and let God work in our life. Amen? Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this day. And for the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Yeah, baby, we're going to wipe them out. Hallelujah, the good guys win. How many like it when the good guys win? Israel are the good guys. And stand still. They saw a miracle. And look down at verse 21 and 22 of that same chapter. In chapter 14 of Exodus. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. It wasn't like what you see on TV, little shallow water. No, it was completely dry. And the waters were a wall. They had walls on each side of them. Now, they did get that right onto them, on the right hand and on the left. And if you'll notice, too, look at verse 31. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. You know, it's always a great time when you see victories. The people believed in the Lord. Not only did they saw a miracle. Look up here. They saw a miracle. They experienced a miracle. They didn't just see it. They were part of it. They were part of the miracle. They experienced it. And then later on, they told stories of it down to the coming generations to follow them. Listen, did you notice though? It's easy to have a song when everything's going well. Look at verse 2. Boy, and the Lord is my strength and song. In the verse 1, it says, the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord. Man, they were singing for Jesus. Amen? It's easy to sing with Jesus when things are going good. It's easy to have a song when everything is going well. Yeah, it's easy to sing a song when you're on the mountaintop. But God wants us to have a song in our heart always. Not just in the day of victory. Not just in the day of light. Not just the day when you have the fun and the victories. But also in the night. A song when things are not so good. I mean, it's hard to sing for God when things aren't going good, isn't it? A song when you're not on the mountaintop. A song when you haven't seen a miracle. A song when you haven't experienced a miracle. Listen, we will experience much more and many more days of the valley than we will mountaintops. Look up here. Our Christian life, we're down more in the valley than we're on the mountaintops. Come here with me. It's easy to sing on the mountaintops, but it's what we need to learn is how to sing when we're in the valley, in the darkness. Anybody can sing in the light. Listen, it is easy to have a song when everything's going great. But oh, how fast the song of the Lord leaves our lips when things go bad. Listen, when there's a problem and hardship, our praise of lips stop. I want you to see something. Look, are you still in Exodus? Look at Exodus 15 and look at verse 21. I'll drop down to verse 22. We read 21. Boy, she said, we triumph, sing unto the Lord, verse 21. For we had triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider had he thrown the sea. But now watch verse 22. How many got verse 22 of chapter 15? So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out in the wilderness of Shur. They went how many days? 3 days. 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Moriah, they could not drink the waters of Moriah, for they were bitter. And therefore the name of the, is called Moriah. And the, verse 24, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? I mean, we went from praising the preacher to hating the preacher. I mean, we went from praising God to saying, God, where are you? Hello? Isn't it amazing how fast our song changes? Did you ever notice that? I'm talking about me and everybody else. When things are going great, boy, we amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretched. It's like we can sing all day long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you, hey, we're only talking, Billy, we're only talking 3 days. So if something good happened today, by Wednesday, you're going to be bickering. Watch out, Pastor Dave. Go see him. He's a young kid taking over. It's easy to have a song when everything is going great. But how fast do we lose our song for the Lord and it leaves our lips when things don't go as good as we want them to? When there's a problem and hardship and sickness, do we still have the song on our lips? It only took them 3 days. Brother Nowak, man, you would think this whole group, you'd think they'd be good for at least a couple months. I mean, they were in shouting glory land. I bet they even had pizza or something like that for celebration called manna. Are you with me? Stay with me now. Listen, when things go wrong, that's the time God wants to hear us sing a song from our lips. Anybody can sing and when it's going good. God sees our character when we sing to him, even in the bad times. Listen, the time when God wants to hear your praise from our lips is not only in the good times, but God wants to hear our song from us when we are discouraged. Hard to sing unto God when we're discouraged. How many can say amen to that? God wants to hear our song when we're depressed. There's a lot of depression. God wants to hear a song when we are disappointed with life. How many of you have ever been disappointed with life? I have sometimes. It doesn't always go like I like it to go. Matter of fact, a lot of times, Johnny, it doesn't happen like I planned it. Oh, God, you didn't give me my way. Hello? Hello? How many of you had children? God knows all about children. He shows us. He shows us through our children what we do to him. Hello? He still wants a song when you're discouraged. He still wants a song when you're depressed. And by the way, you start singing a song for God when you're depressed, you'll come out of the depression. You start singing for God when you're discouraged, you'll lose the discouragement. Hello? When you're disappointed with life, look up. Let God take care of some of it. Amen? A song when we feel all hopes and dreams are taken away. That's what God's looking for. Anybody can sing happy, God, I love you. God, you're great. Anybody can do that when things are going good. But how do we respond to God when things aren't good? How do we respond to God when things are going rough and tough and we can't see the end of the light? We say, man, I don't think we're going to make it. That's when God wants to hear your song. Oh, he likes to hear you all the time, but in those real depressing times, that's when God really wants to see it and hear it. Look at Psalms 42:8. Look at Psalms 42, 8. I know you got volleyball. I prepared a short message. But I'm going to preach before you go play volleyball. 42, 8 of Psalms. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. How many see that? And in the night, what is it? His song shall be with me. That's the trouble with our Christian life many times. We lose God's song in our walk with him. It's all right when things are going good. But boy, one thing goes wrong. We say, oh God, I'm not happy with you no more. You didn't do what I told you. Did you ever think of something? He's not supposed to do it. We tell him. We're supposed to do what he tells us. And usually that's when we're sad. When we don't do what he tells us, that's when the darkness comes. Hello? Notice what it says there. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life. Boy, oh, that is so special. The psalmist is crying out, listen, I'll tell you, I've been through some real storms in my life, but you know what? I had a song for God in the night, and he was with me. He heard my prayer. I sensed his presence. You know, even in the night, what I'm trying to tell you is this. Even in the nighttime, even in the hard time, even in the times of struggle and distress and discouragement, you can still have a song. What happens is this, Christian. Satan snatches those songs, that joy of Christ, the happiness of Christ, he takes it away from you. You lose your song for God. Don't lose your song for God. Can anyone say amen? Christians who have victorious lives for Christ learn to sing songs for God in the night. You ever see triumphant Christians? People that kept going on, even though they had troubles? Those people have learned to sing the song in the night. Christians that just can sing in the daylight, they wash out real easy. I noted this. Christians who have victorious lives for Christ learn to sing the songs of God in the night. Anyone can be a fair weather Christian. Listen, we need a song for the Lord in the dark hours of our life. Lester Olof would say, don't sing in the light if you can't sing in the night. How many of you heard Lester Olof say, if you can't sing in the light, don't sing in the night. We need to learn to sing more in the night than we do the light, because it's easy in the light. I don't know if I'm making sense to anybody tonight. I've just got a quick little message here, but notice, I say, but that's what Lester Olof say. Here's what I say. Olof says, if you can't sing in the light, then don't sing in the night. Preacher says this, those who learn to sing in the night learn to stay in the fight. Those who learn to sing in the night, they learn how to stay in the fight. Amen? That's preacher, next to Roloff. I like mine better. Lester Roloff is one of the greatest preachers ever walked this earth. I love Lester Roloff. He's phenomenal. Look at, are you in Psalms with me? Psalms 40, look at Psalms 40, verse 3. And he hath put a new song in my mouth. Yeah, we need new songs. Look up here. Every time you get a victory, you get a new song. You get a new renewed vision. You get a new heart. Get that new song. Ask God, give me a new song, a new song. You know, the old songs get old after a while. You need a new song to keep your life vibrant for Christ. Hello? A new song. Look at that scripture. Verse 3, Psalms 40. And he hath put a new song in my mouth. Can I ask you something? When's the last time God put a new song in your mouth? How long has it been since he gave you something new and fresh that you were happy about? And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, my. I hope you get this. When someone sees you with a renewed vision for God, when someone sees you with the joy of God, the joy of Christ, when someone sees you with an encouragement and excitement for Christ, you know what it does for them? It lifts them up. Look what it says there. Look at the latter part of that verse. And he shall put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Many shall see it. Many, what are people seeing? Hey, Christian, what are people seeing from us today? What did people see from you last week? What are they going to see from us this week? Are they going to see a person that has faith in Christ, that loves Christ, that knows they're on their way to heaven and wants others to go to heaven with them? Are they going to see someone that knows that they got the victory? Look, we already got the victory. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is Son of God? And this is the victory, 1 John 5. Even our faith. Man, our faith going forward, it shows victory. But what happens, Brother Josh? We get discouraged. We get depressed. We get let down. Things didn't go the way it was. It rained instead of sunny. And we walk around. He don't love me. He don't love me. He don't answer prayer. He won't do it. That's why he doesn't. And then when people see you, they say, wow. Boy, that Christianity. If that's Christianity, baby, I'll stay with atheism. At least I can get drunk. By the way, drunk is the worst thing you can do. Because I know years ago before I got saved, I used to get drunk and I felt worse the next day. Trust me, a lot worse. My head. And the puke smelled. Hello? You say, you shouldn't say that. I'm going to tell you something. You young people, you ought to commit your heart. You're never going to take alcohol ever in your life, ever. I never saw a man that was a better man that drank alcohol. No drinking's ever made a man better. It's made him worse, but never made him better. Can anyone say amen? Jimbo, I was thinking about the Lord. I'm glad I'm saved. 65 years old, body's breaking down. But you know what? God's not breaking down. And you know, I can be on the mountain, even if I don't feel good, I can still be in the mountaintop with him. Because he is our mountaintop. Now, Jimmy, I'm going to tell you something. Young son there, your preacher boy, you need to vow in your heart and do it. I'll never take a drop of alcohol as long as I live. Tippy Brook, you need to say, God, I'll never take a drop of alcohol. I'll never take drugs. Look up here. I wish I would have had a preacher preaching at me when I was a young kid. Michael, you're ornery, just like the preacher was. But I don't want you to take what preacher had. I want your life to be pure and clean and holy for God. I want you to use your body's vessels unto holiness to God. And you'll be blessed if you do it, by the way. You really will. Notice, did I read Psalms 42:8? Let me read it one more time. 42:8. Yet the Lord will command his in the daytime and the night his song shall be with me. Can I say something to you? I missed that. I read it earlier, but I missed something. I don't care where you are in your life, day or night, good things or bad things going through right now, you can always have God's song with you. You can have God's song in the day, but you also can have God's song in the night. Even if things are going bad, you can still have God's song with you. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. I'm talking about his presence. I'm talking about his feeling and the fullness of God. I'm talking about how God hugs you from heaven and lets you know that he loves you and how he's with you and how he encourages you and how he lifts you up. That's what you can have always. No matter what situation you're in. I don't care if you're in the palace or in the prison. You can have that same fullness in any place. How many are listening to me tonight? And the night, his song shall be with me. Don't be without God's song in your heart. Take his song with you no matter where you are. Take it no matter what time it is. Christian who have victorious life for Christ, they learn to sing the songs of God in the night. Psalms 40, verse 3, I said this. He hath put a new song in my heart, in my mouth. He put a new song. By the way, I said this earlier. I'll say it too, number witness. When's the last time he put a new song in your heart? When's the last time he put a new song in your mouth? I mean something that you really got excited about. That's Christianity. Psalms, just let me quote it. Psalms 98, 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Every victory in our life can give us a new song. Every victory that we go through in life can give us a new song if we'll give it to God. I want you to look at this in closing. Look at Psalms 51. Look at verse 10, familiar scriptures, 10 through 12. Create in me, David said, create in me a clean heart. You know why you lose your song? Our heart's not clean. And the reason that our heart's not clean is because we're not, first of all, we're probably not listening to the songs that we're supposed to be listening to. The worldly songs that are evil. Well, I'll tell you, that new stuff they have out today, I don't know what they call it. I'm a crazy rock bupadoon. He killed him and I shot him or whatever. I don't know what they call that stuff, but I'll tell you right now, it even gives me the willies. I'm going to tell you right now, I shut it off. Look up here. What do they call that kind of music? I'm trying to come. I know I didn't even do it right. I know I didn't. I murdered it. Listen, I'm going back a ways. I remember Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and Patti Page. What's that, what do they call that songs, the new stuff? The is it rap? Yeah, that rap is horrible. If you kids listen to rap, you're never going to be with. You're never going to achieve for God. You get into that rap. God, it's going to get in your mind, it's going to affect your heart, and you're not going to be close to God. You adults, don't get mad at me. You listen to bad music? As a man thinketh, so is he. The reason we got a lot of Christians today that are not walking with God closer than they should, they don't read their Bible, they don't pray, they watch filthy TV programs. Hello. Quiet in here. You know I'm telling you the truth. And the music, you let Satan filter your mind with evil. And that is evil. I don't care how old a preacher is. That music's evil. It's not uplifting to God. Well, preacher, if you were our age, no. Jesus Christ, same today, yesterday, and forever. He doesn't change, and his music doesn't change either. Well, you're just not a swinger. You're right. I used to be a swinger, then I got right with God. They almost swung me out to hell. I'm glad I got saved and going to heaven. Wasn't because of the swingers. Most of the swingers died. You know, I looked up. I'm at the end, but I can't end. Oh, I got a couple more verses, but you listen to this old man. I know what I'm talking about. When I was a kid, I ran the streets. I did everything you could think about. I'm not proud of it. And I'm like Pastor Dave. I think we ought to herald 100 times more the people that's never went into sin than the ones that went in and came back. You're the true champions that keep yourself pure before you get married. You're that don't drink, that don't take drugs. You're the real champions. And by the way, that's what God wants from us. You want to have a song? You want to have a song in your heart? You stay pure. See what happens? We don't read our Bibles. We don't pray, and then the next thing you know, our hearts are not close to God. And guess what? The world has an effect on us. And we start letting the world more and more get into our life. It's just a little compromise at first. I'll just watch it for 5 minutes, or I'll just do this, or I'll just take a quick look. But it gets more and more and more. And then the next thing, your heart is so far from God. And guess what? You lose your song. By the way, you adults, you listen to me. The reason you lose your song for God is because you let the world take it away from you. God's got a song for us. It's a song of joy. It's a song of praise. It's a song of triumph. It's a song of loving Him for what He's done for us. There's all kinds of songs for God. What happens? We get so far from God. We leave God. And we wonder why we want to entertain those. See, when you're close to God, you'll preach hard against sin. Because you'll hate it. But if you get to be a compromiser, which you're not, you better never be, I'll have Bobby whip the fire out of you. I'll hold you down. Me and Pastor Dave. This is one of the best kids you're ever going to meet in your life right here. It's one of the most godliest kids I've ever met in my whole ministry. I'm really proud of you. You mess up, I'm going to kill you. I love you, son. Why am I saying this? Oh, it couldn't happen to Colton. Oh, yes, it could happen to Colton. It's happened to better kids than you, and you're at the top of the list. But I'm going to tell you, it can happen. And then, Jimmy, what happens? We get caught up in it. And the next thing we know, we're away from God. And that song and great love and excitement we had for Christ and the bus routes and the Sunday school and the preaching and teaching, it leaves us. And then we go through life as a Christian. But we lost our song. And everyone around us sees we've lost it. He's not the same. He doesn't smile like he used. He don't give me those little pieces of paper. That one lady, I think you're with me. Somewhere we were, the lady says, someone's given me 3 of these pieces of paper. Gospel tracts. We were with somebody. I can't remember who I was with. She said, someone's given me 3 of these. I said, well, here's number 4. And I had a brownie. I said, here's 4, here's 5. You're ahead of the game. Read them both. What happens? I'm going to tell you why you got a lot of discouraged Christians. And I'm all done. I got last statements here. Reason we got discouraged Christians? We have multitudes of Christians who've lost their song for God. And that's the truth. They've lost their song. And the reason they lost their song, because they've lost their step and walk with God. In closing, a new song. You get a new song for God, you'll get a renewed praise for our Savior. You get a new song, you'll get renewed praise for the Savior. You get a new song, you get renewed encouragement, and you add strength to continue on. Because I'm going to tell you, the Christian walk is a long walk. And Betty, we're older, and John, but it's not, I'm glad you're faithful, but you know what, and we both, us gray hairs, no, it's not always easy. The Christian life is not always easy. But those that keep their song in the night will continue on even into the gray-haired days of their life. Boy, am I glad we have. A new song for God brings a renewed praise. A new song for our God brings a new encouragement and strength to continue on. And lastly, new song brings joy, renewed joy. David said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. He didn't get saved. He wanted that joy again. He lost that great joy. He lost that song. Come here with me. It gives you renewed joy that brings a fresh, warm touch to all that come around you, a atmosphere of God's with you. And they sense it. I'll tell you what people need today. They need the touch of God on their life. Christians, have a new song in your heart. Get rid of that old stuff that's tearing you down. Moses and Aaron were singing, boy, what a victory. 3 days later, they lost their song. And my question tonight, we're all done. Do you have a song? Have you lost your song? Do you need a new song? I hope you get it from God. By the way, the world needs to see the body of Christ out with a song of victory. Father, I pray that you'll bless us tonight. Thank you for the Word of God. I pray that we'll think about this Holy Spirit work in our hearts to help us to renew that song that once was there. The girls sing a song, Bring Back the New Again. Lord, I would pray that you would bring back the new again. It's many times we lose our song. We become discouraged and disappointed. God, help us to be encouraged even when we're discouraged with that song from God. Put that song in our heart. Holy Spirit, put that song in our heart for the things of God. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed tonight, how many would say, Preacher, I'll be honest with you. I've lost my song for God. I'm going through the motion. I need a new song. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes. 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 God bless you. I need a new song, Preacher. It's been a while since God made something special for me. I think I'm kind of slipping away a little bit, Preacher. I need to get that new song. A new song from God. Help us, Father. You saw the hands on both sides. Lord, help us. Help us to have that new song. And Lord, if they're not saved, you can't even have a song. You got to be saved before you even get a song. Song of victory. I pray everyone here knows you as Savior tonight. And I pray that you'll give them a renewed heart, a renewed vision, a renewed joy, a renewed happiness, a renewed vision and goal for their lives. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.